Hello, listeners. First and foremost, we want to give you a massive thank you for checking out episode one a few weeks back. We really hope you're enjoying the show so far, and we're so excited to bring you this new episode. I have a few announcements to make before we begin. First, our show is listed as bi-weekly, which means in a perfect world, an episode would be out every 2 weeks. But since we live in a pandemic world, we ask for your patience with our upload schedule, as it may get inconsistent in the coming weeks. Second, if you want to stay updated on new content and show your love for the show, follow us on social media. Follow us on Twitter at RitualisticPod1, Instagram at RitualisticPodcast, and Pinterest at RitualisticPodcast. Last but not least, we have a Patreon. For those of you who don't know what that is, Patreon is a way for you to support our show. You go to our Patreon, which you can find by going to the Patreon website and searching up Ritualistic Podcast and choose a membership tier. We're currently only offering three tiers, $3, $5, and $10. Once choosing a tier, you'll be asked to pay that tier amount monthly in exchange for tons of bonus content and special prizes, all benefits listed under the tiers. Since we all like to know that our money is being used for good things, here's a short summary of what we'll be doing with our Patreon donations: purchasing new microphones, soundproofing equipment, and high-quality editing software, and paying our voice actors, artists, and composers. It's time to get to the episode. This is Ritualistic Season 1, Episode 2, The Melody Method Church Human Sacrifice. Enjoy!
Ahem. My name is Jamie Locke, traveling anthropology and archaeology student, studying rituals, currently stationed on the Melody Method Church dig site.
This feels incredibly incriminating, just putting that out there.
Hey, it was your idea to record this. I'm just trying to be professional about it. That's not nearly as incriminating as you not wanting to call the cops.
Your name is carved in the body, not mine. You want to get the heat for this, that's fine. But they won't let you come back to the dig site.
Don't remind me.
You gonna continue your little recording?
I'm currently stationed on the Melody Method Church dig site with my coworker, Leo Daisy, who specializes in the revival of artifacts. My position involves all the heavy labor.
I'm here too.
Hey, Thorny's awake. Thought you might have knocked your noggin in that nasty fall.
Hey.
Leo, don't tease. I'm also here with Emil Thornbrew.
AKA Thorny.
Holy hell, will you stop interrupting me? Anyway, Emil Thornbrew, my coworker, oversees the repair and functioning of construction tools. Our other coworker, January Lauterbach, who is our religious specialist, is sick today. And the council worker who normally oversees us, Booker Chauncey, has been on his lunch break for 3 hours.
I wish I was on my lunch break.
The purpose of this recording is, I'm not sure how to describe it. We're currently staring at a body.
That has Jamie carved into it.
Leo, I'm sure she didn't forget that little detail.
How were they even killed?
Well, it looks like they were stabbed. Lots.
Where did you find it?
We were unearthing some ancient pot I couldn't wait to get my hands on.
I told him to wait until you got back.
It was a great old beast. I couldn't wait.
You should have.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, we were digging out the pot, and Thorny reached down to grab it.
And I felt a clammy hand instead.
That's when he passed out. It was sort of funny, really. Except that when I saw why he'd passed out, I dug it out the rest of the way and ran to get you, only to find you recording weird cult stuff in the office.
It's for my degree.
I think it's high time to call 911.
No!
Thorny, give me your phone.
What is up with you two? You didn't kill this guy, did you?
Of course not. It's just...
It's gonna look like we did. Plus, this dude has Jamie's name carved into his chest with a knife. That doesn't look the slightest bit weird to you.
It looks like Jamie is being targeted by a murderer. Which is an even better reason to call the police.
I didn't think about that.
It's weird, isn't it? Being so calm around a dead body.
Speak for yourself. I can barely breathe.
Alright, stay on your feet now. Blow your balloons.
I don't need your patronization.
God, you two would bicker through the end of the world. Can we please figure out what we're going to do with this body?
It would be wrong not to bury him.
Chop it up and burn it?
Yo.
Jesus!
If you want to get caught, that's your issue. But unless we get rid of any trace this guy existed...
I'm not so sure about this anymore. Maybe Emil's right. We should call 911.
And lose this site? forever and for good? When we haven't even reached the crypt yet.
You're being awful pushy about hiding this.
Yeah, because I'm a big enough idiot that I led you right to the dude I killed. Thorny, that's what this is about.
We can find another site.
Come on, Jamie. You and I both know that's not true. Thorny has his tools. He can take those anywhere. You and I can't.
I won't be a part of this discussion anymore.
Wait. Who the hell is that lady?
What?
Behind you, at the edge of Elliot Woods.
I've never seen her before. Hey, lady!
Emil, what if she's the one who killed him?
She's kinda hot.
You're gay.
Hey, that doesn't mean I can't recognize when a girl's hot.
Guys, I don't think Leo being gay and commenting on a woman's attractiveness is even the cusp of our biggest issue right now.
I'm gonna go talk to her.
That's not a good idea.
Jamie!
Hey, lady! Whoa, where are you going? Ah, damn it. Oh, great, I'm bleeding. Emil? Leo? I need a little help out here.
Are you all right?
Who are you?
No one.
Well, great. Dead body in my dig site, mysterious woman, and I'm only going to get through one review today, so I'm probably going to fail. The concussion isn't great either.
Oh good, we found you.
Just in time, too. Thorny was starting to get all weeping, saying you'd been murdered.
I do not get weepy.
Would you look at my head, please?
Gee. Jamie, what'd you do?
Ow! Leo, I said look at it, not poke it!
It's bleeding badly. We should take you to the hospital.
Wow. Found something we finally agree on. Oh, hey, your tape is still recording.
Might as well capture the whole experience.
Someone could use that tape to, like, frame us, you know?
Well, the killing reminded me of the Elliot Woods human sacrifices, so I wanted to record it, just in case, for future studying purposes. And we can burn it after we take care of the body. We are taking care of the body, right?
Of course. And after that, we'll have nothing to worry about.
Leo?
It's gone.
What?
Look, in the dig pit. It's gone. The body's gone.
Oh no.
Is that a note?
Yep. It says... Oh. Hell.
What?
What does it say?
It's addressed to... you, Jamie. It says, "Wonderful review, Miss Locke. We look forward to more."
You're kidding, right?
Who's the we? How do they know you? Are we being watched?
Maybe it's cult stuff.
We'd better hope it's not cult stuff.
You know what they say about work getting to you? Maybe your studies are actually getting to you.
Or more accurately, out to get you.
I really don't want to be targeted by a cult, thanks. My head is pounding.
Come on, cult girl, let's get you to the ER.
Please don't call me cult girl.
This episode starred Jay Short as Jamie Locke, Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy, Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew, and Madison Lundquist as The Watching Woman. Our staff includes Seth Stone, sound designer, and Morgan Champagne, writer and showrunner. The ritualistic theme heard at the beginning and end of this episode was composed by Sophia Weaver. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in a little while.